Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Yeah!
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We are going in through and beyond. We are now inside the operational phase of the New World Order. Thank you for joining us for this live Sunday, September 25th, 2022 transmission. We have a very special guest joining us in studio in the second hour, probably one of the most powerful individuals when it comes to exposing the truth about COVID. Dr. Judy Mikovits will be joining us in studio coming up tonight in the second hour, then Owen Schroyer, Steve Bannon, and more in Sunday Live, 6 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time this evening. All hell's breaking loose, like they say, and we have got an incredible broadcast lined up for you. We have drag queen pedophile story times happening all over the U.S., including Texas, where the children don't just put money in the G-strings of the individuals, the men dressed up like women, or it the clown, but they then spread their legs in the children's face, and the children grab their crotches. You tie that together with the teacher up in Canada with the giant 50XD fake breast in front of the students. I mean, this is just a pure exercise in conditioning us to accept hell on earth, ladies and gentlemen. We've got huge nuclear war news. We've got huge economic collapse news. But I think that front and center shows you why we're becoming a cursed nation and a cursed planet. We have huge economic news. Billionaire investor Carl Icahn warns the worst is yet to come for investors and compares U.S. inflation to the fall of the Roman Empire. EU farmers warn of food shortages. Reuters, it's all being done by design. Meanwhile, electric cars are blowing up at record rates across not just the U.S., but the world and burning down buildings. A new great issue being caused by these driving firebombs. But it's okay because they're liberal. And the wheels have completely come off the vaccine poison. We'll talk about that next hour with the doctor in studio. FDA vaccine advisor on the vaccine panel says children should not take the injections. So much more on that front. We told you about this 2 weeks ago. Now it's mainstream news. Israeli investigators, find COVID-19 vaccines cause deadly side effects in leaked government documents and video. New York to sunset forced injections and so much more on that front coming up tonight. And, of course, we have the huge Russia news, World War III update, massive troop movements inside Russia, national draft called up, Finland shuts borders with Russia as military-age men try to flee Russia for Finland, as they say. All hell is breaking loose. The Democrats are in full panic mode as more and more of their even skewed polls that select and sample 15% to 10% more Democrats in their poll still show Republican landslides everywhere. That also has the system with its hair on fire. We're going to be covering so much here tonight, so many critical issues on so many fronts. Please remember, the way we get past the censors and the big tech blockade is you. You've been doing an incredible job. So share the links from Infowars.com/show and band.video and share the live show link right on the front page dealing with the massively positive news with Italy's first female leader set to be elected. That's why the Atlantic Monthly and other globalist organs that are truly fascist are calling her a fascist. Mussolini returns to power as a woman, they're saying, because she's against Klaus Schwab and the IMF and the World Bank. And other patriots are being elected all over the world because humanity is awakening and fighting back. the return of fascism in Italy as Italians and Romans climbed the EU buildings and UN buildings and stripped down their globalist flags. Humanity is rising. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tomorrow's news today.
I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can remember your name. Cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very honored and blessed and pleased and fortunate to be here with you live on this Sunday transmission. And we're only here because of the good graces and incredible steadfast support and prayer and word of mouth you've given this broadcast. This truly is your transmission, and I salute and thank you. Okay. We have a massive global political realignment against the New World Order, against the corporate fascist and their leftist mobs. And we see a first woman president of Italy, who the poll show just got elected. Meloni on the cusp of power. Italy shifts right. And we have Atlantic Monthly, the folks owned by Steve Jobs' wife, who constantly hangs out at Epstein Island, saying the return of fascism in Italy is they don't like 900% increases in their fuel and natural gas, because they don't like ongoing COVID lockdowns. They've elected someone extremely critical of Klaus Schwab and the New World Order. And all over Italy, in Rome and in Naples and in many other areas, the population went into UN compounds and pulled down UN flags and pulled down European flags wherever they could be seen, or EU globalist flags. So the public understands that this is a globalist operation, and they're taking their country back, and the same thing's happening in Sweden, and the same thing is happening in Brazil, and the same thing is happening in Canada. The new conservative leader, who, if they held the election today, would beat Trudeau by 40 points, he would be the new leader of Canada, is completely anti-New World Order, and they call him Alex Jones. Their press calls him Alex Jones, because he sounds just like me, because he's covering the same real issues of the globalists and the Great Reset and how to stop them. So everywhere, humanity is awakening and on the march, and the corrupt globalist empire, monopoly empire, is on the run. The problem is they still have the money and the power, and they're launching everything they've got, ladies and gentlemen, against us. So things are very negative. Things are very dark. Things are very dangerous. But as Newtonian physics documents, for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. So as long as we don't give up and keep fighting, we will win. We have to. We absolutely have to. And now the head of the European Union, the unelected bureaucracy that was just a steel agreement in 1956, is threatening sanctions on Italy if they try to block any of the EU edicts like cutting off the carbon or shutting down the farms. But you see the resistance rising in the Netherlands and rising in the UK and rising in Canada and rising in the US. Polls out absolutely panic the Democrats. Again, even though the average mainline establishment poll samples 10 to 15% more Democrats, just stating there are more Democrats, which isn't true, self-fulfilling prophecy. Despite that, new national polls show Republicans across the board in the lead in the key races that will be upon us in 44 days. With the midterms, Democrats see red after latest major poll flips the narrative. We're going to be getting to that as well tonight. But really, as I look at all these giant issues, the most important is the economic war against the people, the open attack on our children, we're going to be getting to, and the situation with looming, expanded, escalated war in Ukraine as the United States and NATO are officially in a war with Russia, and Russia is losing. And so Russia is conscripting and launching the national draft and moving heavy weapons in to begin not a special police action or special military action, but a full-on bombardment and war of scorched earth and leveling areas until their opposition is defeated. Russia is toe-to-toe with NATO and the United States. Russia is toe-to-toe with weapons 30 years in advance of what they have. And if they continue to press things, I believe Putin's going to see this latest assault repelled. And then Putin's doctrinal directives are to use tactical nuclear weapons. And the Pentagon is threatening all-out nuclear war, and so is Putin. Putin is saying, I'm not bluffing. So truly, nuclear, thermonuclear, Russian roulette is where we are tonight. So be sure to say your prayers and have your children say their prayers when you get tucked in at night, because the world has never, never, ever, ever been in more danger of a thermal nuclear war. So just let that sink in and think about that, because that's where we are right now. Now, I want to hit really the news that is the most incredible. I think nuclear war is the most important. Economic collapse feeds into that. It's all part of the Great Reset. But this particular stack of news is just super positive. Sure, it confirms some really horrible things. But at the same time, at least it's coming out. And to say that the official COVID narrative collapsed around the first of the year, 8 months ago, 9 months ago, to say that it collapsed is an understatement. Now the official story hasn't just disintegrated, but it is supercharging whistleblowers at the highest levels of the biomedical cartel to realize what they've done, those that weren't conscious of it or fully in bed with it, to have them engage in an exodus away from big tech and away from big pharma and away from the deep state globalist that launched this attack. So FDA advisory group rejects COVID boosters for most, limits to high-risk groups. But remember, that got overridden because they fired the panel. But even members of the new panel have come out and said, we need to stop taking these shots. They don't work, and they hurt people, particularly young people, with massive myocarditis that has exploded off the charts. We're going to be covering that next segment. And just remember, this is life-saving, hardcore information. You have been vindicated when you told the truth at Thanksgiving and your family attacked you. You've been vindicated when you called into talk radio and people attacked you. You've been vindicated when you went to the city council or school council and warned against these shots. You've been vindicated as a nurse or a firefighter or in the military when you refused to take the injection and got sanctioned or fired or jailed in some cases. And so now you should be angry. You should be upright, and you should be not doing a victory lap, but saying we were right, so we can then expose and prosecute and bring to justice the people that have committed the greatest crime in history. When all said and done, these so-called shots are going to kill more people than Mao Zedong, Hitler, and Stalin combined. The death rate just 2 years into this is off the charts. But if they could normalize killing us and get away with this, they're going to release a new virus, have new lockdowns, and do it again. So it's a life and death situation to stop the globalist agenda dead in its tracks, to understand this, let it sink in, and then get it out there. Because they just hope, okay, people don't trust us. People stopped taking the shot, as I reported a week ago, a 99% reduction in folks taking the poison shots around the world. So we've got victory. But we're all isolated as individuals, feeling alone, not realizing that almost everybody agrees with us. Now you got to go rally in the town square. You got to call talk radio. You got to go visit Congress. You got to speak up. You got to go confront your doctor, confront the school board and say, you were wrong and you've been exposed. They want to just creep off and have us forget about it so they can then power up and slug us again. No, we go on the offense. That's what we do. We have them by the short hairs right now. We press the attack. Stay with us. We'll hit this news straight ahead. InfoWars.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Especially those of you donating at Infowars.com/crypto. Boy, that's made international news. We've had some more donations. Thank you. We are in the fight, fighting the globalists at point-blank range. We're flying to the Death Star Trench. We're on target. Stay with the leader. I salute and thank those that made donations. If you haven't, whether they're large or small, they're all amazing. Infowars.com/crypto.
Why don't we talk about cryptocurrency? Because one of the ways that your audience, you encourage your audience to give you money is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes.
And you have a page on your website that's just for cryptocurrency donations, right?
Infowars.com/crypto.
Is that a little advertisement just there?
Well, we're fighting the deep state. We need money.
All right. This is it. Give crypto. Fund Infowars. Sponsor us with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, right? That will end up as a clip on your show tonight. You're advertising for your cryptocurrency page.
You know, I mean, people want to keep us in the fight. So, I mean, I hope whoever the big whales are, they'll give us money before we keep doing it.
We'll just keep minting money as you're in this courtroom.
Objection, Judge.
All right, let's move on.
And
people care about the First Amendment.
The New World Order is trying to break your will. They're trying to drive you into submission. They think they can do it. But believe me, I know you're strong, and I bet on you, and we're going to win. I've only begun to fight. You see the attacks we're under, but I know we're going to win in the end. So I thank you for your support. That was Judy Mikovits. Exposed Fauci more than 15 years ago for his criminal activity. She is the most fiery, focused person out there fighting. She's in studio with us in the second hour. And I wanted to talk about what's now come out. The rats are leaving the sinking ship. They had to appoint three different FDA boards to get approval for the experimental shot. The first board had to be removed because they wouldn't. The next board approved it. The next board wouldn't approve boosters for children or old people. They said it would hurt them. They were removed. Then another board wouldn't approve it for 6 months up, six-month-old babies. They got removed. That's three boards removed. They're on their fourth board. And now multiple members of the fourth board, three boards removed, say young people shouldn't be taking the new booster shot because it's clearly causing heart attacks and myocarditis that you see everywhere, and they now admit is multi-thousand percentage points up. If we have the latest numbers from insurance companies, the numbers that are officially out with the government are almost a year old, and they show a huge percentage increase, but not as high as what the insurance company numbers show. The insurance company numbers are about a month old, not a year and a half old, like federal numbers. Here's the headline. At a Daily Mail, FDA vaccine advisor says healthy young people shouldn't get another COVID booster. And he's on the main board. And others are going public. Let's go ahead and play a clip of FDA vaccine advisor warns healthy young people should not get the new COVID booster.
Is are we going to allow distribution of the Moderna vaccine for everybody over 18, of the Pfizer vaccine for everybody over 12? And what I fear is that they're going to say everybody should get it, when in fact a healthy young person really is unlikely to benefit from a booster dose. And so I hope they target it more specifically to those really who are most likely to benefit from this additional dose.
So if they don't, because right now as it stands, if you are 50 and over, if you have, you know, a pre-existing condition, yes, you could be eligible. But otherwise, as you point out, younger people are not. if it is, in fact, authorized, Pfizer would be authorized for 12 and up, as you point out, Moderna 18 and up. Why not get it, right? If it does give you, even if it's a smaller benefit, is there any reason not to get the booster?
I think there, that when you're asking people to get a vaccine, I think there has to be clear evidence of benefit. And we're not going to have clinical studies, obviously, before this launches, but you'd like to have at least human data, people, you know, getting this vaccine, you see a clear and dramatic increase in neutralizing antibodies. And then at least you have a correlate of protection against BA4, BA5. Because if you don't have that, if there's not clear evidence of benefit, then it's not fair, I think, to ask people to take a risk, no matter how small. The benefit should be clear.
You know what this is called? It's called CYA, cover your ass. The lie is it's a vaccine. It's a gene therapy. Does it protect you? It raises your immune system. Doesn't help old people either. But they can plausibly cover up old people dying. They can't when a bunch of 2-year-olds and 6-year-olds and 9-year-olds and 12-year-olds are dying. And 16-year-old tennis players and football players. They can't cover that up. So they're like, whoa, 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 whoa. Let's not give it to kids. Let's just kill the old people. Now let's go to a clip here of Dr. Reimer Fulmick, who's also a lawyer, busy with hundreds of top lawyers suing and getting the documents exposing this, where he lays out what's really going on.
Total number of pulmonary embolism reports by year. This jumped from 2020 to 2021, and this is only partial 2021, by 260.4%. Or if you look at the total number of, acute myocardial infarct reports by year, from 2020 to 2021, probably, I don't know, 6-7 months into 2021, the number jumped by 343.5%. And what we're talking about is young people between the ages of 18 to 35 or so, very fit young soldiers who this shouldn't happen to them. But this is what is going to blow them out of the water, because these are numbers that cannot be explained by anything other than it's the vaccines that are doing, the so-called vaccines that are doing the damage. So I think this is what's getting everyone's attention, including the courts of law.
Okay, so what's next now to make this thing fly and to make it go?
Well, I do have to stay here in Germany for a couple more weeks, probably. I wish I could have left a lot earlier, but I can't. There's a few things I have to take care of. But I am, in the meantime, speaking with my colleagues in the U.S. who are much more experienced. They have much more courtroom experience than I do. My courtroom experience, most of it, is in German courts. So this is a group of lawyers who are now ready and willing to go forward with a really big case. Probably not just one class action or attempt at a class action, but many. Because if you look at the different groups of people, the different classes, you may want to distinguish between those who suffer physical damage because of the so-called vaccines and others who suffer economic damages because their businesses were destroyed or they lost their livelihoods. So there may be many different class actions, hopefully very many, but the first step is always the most important one. Once you get started and once you get a court of law to look at the evidence, then it's going to be much easier for others to follow in those footsteps. Actually, it's going to make headlines pretty much all over the world, including in Germany. It's always been like this, because when Germany didn't want to go after Deutsche Bank for its fraudulent loans or VW for its diesel scandal, they kept waiting and waiting and waiting, the judiciary did, and then finally, the American judiciary showed them the way. They couldn't ignore the evidence that was collected by American courts of law. So once again...
And remember, only a fraction of the people getting sick is being reported. Most folks are undiagnosed. They say maybe 1% of the adverse effects get reported. So we're talking almost 100 times whatever we're hearing. This is incredible. We have Dr. Peter McCullough weighing in on this on the other side. And then so much more. Please stay with us.
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year. And I believe the most powerful. The man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic. The man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. And it's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalists. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to patriotcollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the InfoWar. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Edward Dowd is a billionaire. He's former BlackRock manager who's come out. He's been the first big guy on Wall Street to come out and said basically Pfizer defrauded the government. It's clear now all the insurance companies are showing anybody who takes the vaccine much higher risk of death over the next year. The insurance companies are blowing up with deaths all over, especially in young people. I just hit yesterday. The millennial generation, the mortality is way up. The vaccine accelerates death from other causes. So if someone has cancer, the vaccine accelerates that. If someone has heart disease, one's more likely to have fatal heart attacks and strokes. The blood clotting is undeniable. The vaccines cause blood clotting, which is a common cause of final death as a large blood clot travels to the lung or in the brain. Justin Bieber's wife had a blood clot in the brain. All the athletes dying on the field. You can see it all over. The vaccine is incredibly risky, and it is basically it's achieving its goal. If the goal was to reduce the world's population, it's working. Now, it's not been long enough to see the impact of the vaccine on fertility, but that's the next shoe to drop.
That's Dr. Peter McCullough. A year and a half ago, off record, he said that's clearly what the evidence showed, but he wasn't ready to say it on air. We were, because we had the information. But now a mainline guy that's run major FDA trials for the government, a cardiologist, is saying what we all know. So think about the people that run things that did this by design. We had the FDA documents, the CDC documents in October of 2020, before the shots began, predicting the heart attacks, the myocarditis, the blood clots, the strokes, all of it. Remember, that's who we're dealing with. That's what they think of us. They literally want to kill us. And even I, when I say that, have trouble wrapping my mind around it, because you're not like that, I'm not like that, but they are like that. You got to let that sink in. You got to face that hard truth. You got to understand it. And then if you work for the system and have been going along with it, be like all these FDA board members that have quit or been fired. Now they're up to their fourth board, and they got members coming out against them. They'll fire that board. Come out and speak out. Don't be part. Don't aid and abet the depopulation of your fellow humans for these globalists at BlackRock, like Larry Fink, that are running this whole thing. In fact, we're going to run a clip of him talking about the drastic measures that are needed for the Great Reset. He says the exact same things that Prince Charles a year ago, now King Charles III, said. A global military operation with more funds than exist on the planet to carry out the Great Reset and shutting off of all carbon, which he knows will kill billions and billions of people. The outlawing of carbon that we're literally made up of. This is so incredibly obvious. So again, it's not about spiking the football. It's not about doing an end zone dance. It's not about going, woo, we were right, you were wrong. It's about, man, I wish we weren't right. And those of you that criticized us and censored us at big tech, you know you're complicit in this. You're going to keep doubling down even as the rats leave the sinking ship? I said this over 2 years ago. I said, when it comes out and gives you cancer and causes heart attacks, because they already tested this stuff before, they knew what it did. When it comes out what the spike protein does, it'll cause civilizational collapse if we don't prosecute who did it. It'll be a total break, total discrediting of the medical system, total discrediting of the government, all the infrastructure, a breaking of the social agreement, the social contract, which is the Klaus Schwab plan if you read his books. See, they think that they can carry all this out and not get in trouble for what they've done. As long as they've got plausible deniability, they are going to continue to do this. So it's all out in the open now. And I ask those of you that are still on the fence, or those of you that work for the system and even know this is true, but think that you're going to be on the winning team by going along with it, you are beyond a fool. Because you know what you're doing is wrong, but you're still doing it like you're a Soviet agent or a Nazi agent or a fascist or communist agent. It's just next level. FDA vaccine advisor says healthy young people should not get another COVID booster. Oh, but look, Albert Bourla, the head of Pfizer, is normalizing this. He says, I've tested positive for COVID. I'm feeling well and symptom-free. I've not had the new bivalent booster yet. And I was following CDC guidelines to wait 3 months because my previous COVID case, which was back in mid-August, he's had it three times total, but two times in 6 weeks. While we've made great progress, the virus is still with us. So he's training the sheep that, oh, you get it, you take the shot, you get sick again. But all the studies show you're up to four times more likely to get sick, hospitalized, or die. Israeli study, 93% of people dying have had the shot. And now Israeli investigators find COVID-19 vaccines cause side effects in leaked government documents and video. And the good news is people are waking up. I was hanging out with some New York Police Department guys on Thursday, a day before this broke. They said, don't break it yet, but The mayor is ending the mandate. They're going to rehire the cops they fired if they'll come back. And Mayor Adams will announce tomorrow that they're ending this. Well, the media didn't want to admit that, so they spun it as Politico did. The New York Mayor Adams to sunset private sector vaccine mandates and end it for government. Supreme Court of the U.S. to consider case against COVID vaccine mandate for New York City employees. And the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force are all ending forced injection of the troops with the experimental shots. That's why we're here. To fight back. Even if we lose, it's the right thing to do. But most of the time, and this is the key to everything we do, listen to me, please. I say this very, very slowly. Most of the time, when we have right on our side, and we fight back, and we don't submit, and we speak out, and we support each other, we win. So it's not valiant to expose corruption. It's not valiant to stand up for what's right. It's not special, though people celebrate it. That's when callers call in and they go, thank you so much for what you're doing. You're such a hero. I'm a hero to oppose injecting kids with deadly poison that erases their immune system and gives them heart attacks? I'm a hero to be against drag queen pedophile time? I'm a hero to want to control the border? I'm a hero to not want to ship fentanyl in? I'm a hero to want to help our military and give them pay raises and psychological help so they don't commit suicide? I'm a hero because I don't want to devalue the currency? I'm a hero because I don't want war with Russia? I'm a hero? No, I'm not a damn hero. I'm a normal person. This is a normal response to all of this out-of-control evil. The Congress, not just Democrats, but Republicans as well, but it's mainly Democrats, say they're allowed to insider trade. They passed a special law under Obama 12 years ago to do it. And they insider trade all day long, and if you or I do it, we go to prison. It's not heroic to oppose that. It's called self-preservation. So please, folks, stop thinking fighting these people is like, ooh, it's special, and it's courage, and it's amazing. It's survival. It's a life force. It's a instinct to survive. It is a survival mechanism. It's the instinct to thrive. It is not something special. It's not something to aspire to. You will do it or you will be destroyed. And stop thinking of it as some hard thing to do. You're designed to fight back. You're designed to overcome. You're designed to not submit. You're designed to resist and overcome and win. And damn it, I believe in you and I bet on you. And we are winning right now, but barely. It's so easy to turn the tide. It's so easy to take the governments over. And it's so easy to have Nuremberg 2 worldwide and convict these people and then hang their asses because they need to die for what they've done, killing our children and doing this to us. But they will be tried first before we break their necks.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why don't we talk about cryptocurrency?
Okay.
Because one of the ways that you encourage your audience to give you money is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes.
And you have a page on your website that's just for cryptocurrency donations, right?
Infowars.com/crypto.
Is that a little advertisement just there?
Well, we're fighting it each day. We need money.
All right. This is it. Give crypto. Fund Infowars. Sponsor us with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, right? That will end up as a clip on your show tonight.
Yeah.
Your advertising for your cryptocurrency page.
You know, I mean, people want to keep us in the fight, so I hope whoever the big whales are, they'll give us my porky donut.
We'll just keep minting money as you're in this courtroom.
Objection,
yes. All right, let's move on.
No, I mean,
and
people care about the First Amendment.
And
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Somebody that was persecuted by Fauci and was a trailblazer decades ago, exposing the biomedical tyranny. A true maverick, Dr. Judy Mikovits, will be in studio next hour. All right, so I'm just going to say this again. We are turning the tide. We are winning. And you know that. You can see it. The enemy is scared. But they're going to throw everything they've got at us. So we've got to fight now with our word of mouth and our prayer and our action and our support to whoever's fighting, like our lives depend on it, because it does. I told you close to 30 years ago, coming up in a month, it's 29 years on air. I told you that they were going to cut off the resources, that they were going to bring in total tyranny, that they were going to come after your children with armies of pedophiles. In fact, I want the archivists to find that. It's like 15 years ago, 14 years ago, 13 years ago. I would talk about armies of pot-bellied pedophiles 15 years ago to about 10 years ago, and I stopped saying it for some reason. But I remember saying it. I remember the clips. And I said, armies of pot-bellied pedophiles are coming for your children. I have a whole stack of news on that I'm about to hit. And you're like, why would they have men with giant fake breasts in class with kids? Why would they have men spreading their legs for children? Why would they have children sitting on men's laps while they have erections? There's footage we shot 5 years ago in Austin. We got new footage today that's just as bad, of completely naked men with only glitter on their genitals, with little boys and girls sitting on erect penises. We can't show it on air. In fact, it's child porn. because it's liberal, it's allowed. We have footage from this group of drag queen events I'm about to cover. They call it drag queens. It's not drag queens. It's not Bob Hope dressed like a woman, you know, funny joke. That's okay. No, it's stuff we can't even show you here. So that's what we're talking about. And why is major companies like Disney, with all its pedophilia, funding this? Because if you'll put up with men dressed up like clowns, with hard-ons, with little kids sitting on their laps, you'll put up with anything. If you'll put up with three-year-olds putting $10 bills and $20 bills in G-strings of fat, disgusting men who spread their legs in front of the kids, I'm not going to put a lot of this on TV. The article on InfoWars.com has it all by Jamie White. You want to actually go see it for yourself. But some of this stuff's so bad, I will not even show it on air. Adults should not be looking at this. And anybody doing this, in my view, should be in prison. But guess what? There are armed men with assault rifles at these events all over the country, in some cases pointing them at people. When folks come to protest, there's armed men to protect, not from violence, but from exposure, what's happening inside these libraries, inside these public schools, inside these topless bars. You know, I've been to plenty of topless bars before I got married. And you're there and it's kind of creepy, but, you know, you do it with your buddies and, you know, whatever. And you know, you're being taken advantage of and it's kind of sick, but, you know, you feel dirty when you leave. But you're an adult, you went to a topless bar. Not judging anybody. I mean, I picked up plenty of women from a topless bar. Had a lot of fun. But the point is, it was still evil, and I repent of it. But can you imagine if you were at a regular heterosexual topless bar off a highway, and you're sitting there watching some woman spin on the pole, feeling a little guilty that you're exploiting her, she's exploiting you, you're drinking a Crown and Coke. But you're all adults. You kind of just say, well, it's okay. I've been there. Not a hypocrite, folks. Imagine if they trotted a four-year-old up there to dance around naked or half-naked. You would start beating people's asses. You call the police. Well, they do this all over the world now, sponsored by BlackRock. Look it up. Sponsored by Disney. Sponsored by the corporate system to literally capture our children and dangle them in front of us and show what they've done. Shock video, children paraded around with half-naked men, strokes drag queen's groin during provocative dance performance. And then the drag queens get down on their legs and spread their legs and show their genitals to children. Little girls go up and grab men's crotches. Because they're imprinted genetically once they become a woman to have a husband. And when someone's being sexual, we have the instinct to have sex. That's why you've got to be of age to do that. You've got to be of age to make the decision you want to do it. This is the same left in Gillette razor ads that says if a man asks a woman out on a date, it's rape. But if a big fat man in a clown outfit spreads their legs and has your child sit in their lap and has your child grab their testicles, it's liberal and loving. We used to be concerned about these type of guys. They used to have to drive around in white vans and creep around at playgrounds. But now they don't need to because their mothers, as part of a Stockholm Syndrome, satanic human sacrifice of their innocence, bring them to them to do this. So let's play clip 17. Child strokes drag queen's groin during provocative dance performance. Then it shows the legs spreading and the rest of it. And I'm not going to show the other stuff because we're on a lot of TV stations. And not just children should not see this. Adults should not see this. Because this is to train our psyche to accept this evil. Here it is.
I got 20. But who cares?
playing a Little Mermaid song while a four-year-old girl grabs a guy's testicles. The radio listener, I'm narrating this. Now a fat dude in a wig spreads his legs and children. I mean, imagine these poor children brought into this clown show in a bar. Because no adult would pay money to go see this, but liberals bring, it's all these men and women with their kids and strollers come to have men in clown suits at some satanic ceremony talk to their kids and creep around. That's enough. Just shut it down. Oh, yeah, women handing their kids to these monsters. Meanwhile, outside, let's play clip 16. Antifa outside support of drag queen pedophile show event in Christian church in Katy, Texas. The churches are having these inside of them. Let's go ahead and play. And then later they pepper sprayed people while pointing guns at them. Go ahead and play those clips. So armed men in black are there to intimidate and threaten people so they can have their fun inside with the kids. I mean, this is the pedophile movement coming out of the closet. This is pedophile movement coming out of the closet. Let's go ahead and go to clip 18. Department of Education vows to punish teachers if they refuse to teach children about gender identity and screw them up sexually. And here it is.
The 2020 New Jersey Student Learning Standards for Comprehensive Health and Physical Education has sections like this one on performance expectations that detail what should be taught concerning sexual activity, pregnancy, gender identification, and very specifically,
what we did was reject that curricula, those samples.
Garwood School District is one of several that have opted out of those lessons.
We're going to teach about diversity. We're going to let everybody feel inclusive. This has nothing to do with that. This has to do with certain aspects about sexual education that I firmly believe we should not be teaching our kids.
And we can't say on air what they're teaching the children. Children can be shown it, but we can't show it on air because it's pornographic. But if they can rape your children's minds, they can rape you. If they can get you to accept this, you'll accept anything. That's all this is. Plain and simple, is a pedophile army. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Keep us on air, support the broadcast. Infowarsstore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.